You're listening to Today in RuneScape for Monday, November 15th, 2010. I'm your host, ACRMaster99.
And I'm your co-host, Mr. iCool.
Today, we'll be talking about International Fight Nights, Clan Submission Page, Working on 99 Skills, and more. Enjoy the show. So, welcome to the second show, and as you guys should have heard, I have a co-host, like I promised you. It's Mr. iCool. Why don't you tell us something about yourself?
Restart it. Hello, guys. I'm Mr. iCool. I'm a level 97 in combat, and I'm trying to work on 99 woodcutting, and which it's taking a while.
Yeah, as you guys know from the first episode, I'm working on 99 fishing, and 99s are not that easy to get. So it's easier, you know, if you're hanging out with somebody and got somebody to talk to. But if, you know, you're just sitting there grinding on monsters or, you know, catching those freaking fish for hours, it can get a little boring. So our first topic today is International Fight Nights 2. So, it's back. The ultimate clash between the international communities of RuneScape returns again. 16 communities which duke it out in the Clan Wars area to see who has the biggest god sword. See? That's funny. But, last year saw a massive number of you who fight for your nation's banner and the skirmishes that were tremendous indeed. However, it was the Polish community who managed to snatch victory in the end. This year the battles will take place across a number of weeks, with each community getting a chance to challenge each other. If you want to show that your community that you has it what it takes to crush your opponents, check out the International Fight Nights forums thread for details on the fight and how you can take part of this ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny. This year, we also be encouraging clans to find their own fame and glory by arranging battles to show support for their community. If you want your clan to sign up for your community, visit the Fight Clans thread. Mod Catalina and Mod Crow, Jagex Management. So, what's your ideas on this, mister?
I don't know. Sounds kind of boring to me. I wouldn't really do this because I am not really a mini gamer. Pretty much it's not really used to me for all you other viewers out there. If you're a high level and stuff, it's probably way easy, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, me and you used to go hang out at Clan Wars for a while, didn't we?
Yeah.
We used to be in a clan, you know. We weren't that good, but it was better than sitting there at the GE doing nothing and trying to buy useless things that you're never going to use.
What about fletching?
That's not really useless.
That's boring.
We'll talk about that later. But so any of you Clan Wars, high combat level, anybody with their big god sword, you know, might want to, you know.
Big old god sword?
Yep. Go show them who's boss, you know. Might get a, you know. Just
I say Bandos is the best god sword.
Yep, I say Armadol.
Armadol? What?
Yep, I like Armadol god sword, but, you know, it's just
Zamorak ones fail. I hate that god sword.
I know.
Sucks.
Okay, so for the next topic, clan submission pages, which is really freaking long, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. No way. So, first off, welcome to October's clan submission blog. Wait a minute, October. Whatever. But we took a short break after RuneFest while we gathered our wits and removed a set from such an epic party. Recently, we've been reviewing what to do with the support your clan community, including a clan submissions blog, which will hopefully in the coming months you will be able to see the fruits of our labor. Get it? Funny. Mm-hmm. Until then, keep sending us in your fantastic artwork, articles, and anything else that you'd like to be seen on here. You can get these through sending us through postbag@jagex.com and having clan somewhere in the title. Until next time, have fun, enjoy the blog. Mod Timbo. So basically, you just draw something or make something on paint or anything and basically submit it to them to show them your artistic work, artistic abilities.
Ooh.
Or
those guys on the bottom, they must be summoning.
Oh, yeah. There's some people on the bottom they got a picture of.
Yep, they are.
There's nothing more exciting than finally getting 99 summoning, which hats off to you, buddy. I hate summoning.
It's really expensive.
Yeah.
Long time to finish.
And they say down here that they want your, they want some more submissions, and yeah, they're just saying that it'd be nice if you just help them out and show them that you support Jagex, which I do because I like Jagex games. And so basically it's just, they want your artwork, you know, they want to show it off to people. You know, show people what you know, what you're made of. If you're not made of anything, don't send anything in. Just waste your time. Okay, so next, we're going to talk about the online poll. And it says, how many clan chats do you visit per week? 0, 1, 2 to 4, 5 to 7, or 8 plus? I visit 2 to 4 because I'm in my own clan chat and mage bots. You guys, by the way, should all come over to my clan chat, hang with me and Mister, because, you know, today in RuneScape, you better come and hang with us. But, you know, I switch back and forth because there's no one on my clan chat right now, which, you know,
I am. Nobody else is.
And my buddy Ross in 201, but he's just messed up. So,
question asker.
What about you, Mister?
Not so sure.
Well,
just boring stuff going on.
You get on my clan, so that's at least one.
Oh, I didn't know that was boring. When nobody's logged in, that's boring. I have nothing else to do.
I know, that's why our listeners should be getting on our clan chat, and then you can tell your buddies, come over and subscribe to us, because we'll be releasing one about at least two every month. But, so yeah. I know that I like to hang out in clan chats when, you know, you get really bored, got nothing else to do, you know, just go hang out with them. Okay, so next up, we're only going to be talking about 99 skills. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. So as you guys know, I'm working on 99 fishing, which it's not the fastest, it's not the slowest skill to get to 99. I think that it's good because, you know, you get your food. You know, you can basically get 99 cooking from it. But, okay, what about you, mister?
Pretty much trying to get 99 wood cutting. Haven't been doing much wood cutting because I've been doing rune crafting, which is really expensive if you're spending money on rune ascents. Usually sometimes I try to mine them, but I bought most of mine, which I spent almost a mil on that, which was stupid. I did get 50, but today, I've been trying to get, wood cutting's probably, like, one of the, almost, maybe the quickest, kind of like a medium skill. It's not the slowest or quickest, but if you play 24/7, then you're probably going to get it up real quick. But my wood cutting level's 90, so, which, it's probably only going to take me 2 more weeks to get it up, hopefully. Cutting ivy, and then while I'm doing that, I'll probably, after that 99 skill, I'm probably going to do cooking or fire making, which those are one of the easiest skills.
Oh, yeah, and if you were actually cutting logs, which, you know, you get your wood cutting level up to 99, it's easier to cut them, but then your surplus logs can just be used for fire making, so.
Exactly, and you make,
win-win.
And when you wood cut more, you make more money.
Yeah, so that's kind of like what I do with fishing. I fished a crap ton of lobs lately, and it doesn't add up to that much, but think about it in the long run, you know, you get a couple thousand of those, a couple thousand sharks, you know, living rock caverns, you know, you go hang out in there for a little bit, you'll be sitting high on the hog pretty soon.
Yeah, lobsters are pretty cheap now. When I used to be fishing when I was a non-member, when I was a noob, which noobs are stupid, which I was. Yeah, it was boring. It took a while. My fishing level is 61. I don't do much with fishing anymore since my buddy's trying to get 99 fishing, which it's kind of like, yeah, stupid to kind of copy him to try to do fishing. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, lobsters used to be more money, but they're going down like crap.
Yeah, so later we'll be also be talking about do the market watch like I plan to do about every show, but so that's all really about that. And I also advise you, if you're going for a 99 skill, to take breaks. Some people say, oh, that's stupid because then you just decide not to do it. If you really want something, you will get it done, you know what I mean? You will just, you know, I take breaks, about every 10 or 15 levels, I go and do an achievement diary, which Mr. iCool has been working on those too, but I just feel that otherwise, you know, it just bogs you down, and you're like, wow, what's it really the point of logging in today if all I'm going to do is go fire make or, you know, go rune craft or something? It's like, you know what? Yeah, today, you know what, I might, you know, go do some fletching, you know, take my mind off it and get my fletching level up and, you know, make myself a nice bow if you're a low-level ranged person. So I just, you need to take breaks sometimes, so that's all I have to say. You have anything else to say, Mr. iCool?
Pretty much today when I was runecrafting, I went to the runecrafting guild, and there was this guy naming off all of his high levels, and he was like, I got 98 fire making, and I was like, wow, why aren't you getting it up right now? And he was like, it's taking forever, and I was like, how much XP do you got? And he was like 100 something K, I can't remember how much it was. And I was like, why don't you just do that right now? And he was like, I don't know, it's just boring. I'm like, dude, if you just like sit there and do that for a while and don't even think about anything else besides being lazy and just doing that, and then you're just going to get it up within 3 hours, maybe. Okay, that's pretty much it.
Okay, so that was, I had a good talk on that. I like having a co-host, but, so for our next surprise topic, which I love to throw in there, you know, you guys aren't expecting it, make for a longer show, but, we're going to be talking about, PvP Worlds Bounty Hunter, PKing, or known as player killing, but, I'll just start off. I've done it a couple times. It can be actually quite fun if you don't wear your most expensive crap and die and lose it all, like some people that I know. But it's just fun to take a break, like I said, sometimes, and just go hang out with your buddies, you know. You can make a little clan and go and kill some people. But
yeah, usually when I do, like, PvP on members, which I'm a member, usually I like to bring anti-poison, maybe some energy potions in case I want to run like a house teleport or like a Varrock teleport, which hopefully you're going to be able to run without dying. Carry maybe some shark or sea turtles, which that's a good idea because it heals really good. This is a good PK. Usually, if you're not wearing armor, just go ahead and kick somebody at your, like, around, like, the same level as you. And then what you want to do is use a really good weapon and start hitting them with it. Which, it's really easy because they're not expecting it.
Yeah, if they don't expect it, that's a good tool to use. But I don't really have much more on that topic today. I think we might bring you a special episode about so next up, I always do, we're gonna be talking about Market Watch, because, you know, I need to keep you guys in date so you're not buying a tons of crap and then like, oh, okay, now I'm gonna lose a bunch of money. So, still, which I'm very irritated with, the ancient plate skirt is the item of the week, which makes me...
It's been there for, like, almost, like, 2 months now. It's going up, like, slowly.
Yeah.
But it's still there.
Doesn't really need to be there. It makes no sense, but if you are a miner and you need some bronze pickaxes, recommend you guys buy them now, because right now, for the huge price of 16 GP, you'll be able to get yourself a nice bronze pickaxe.
Man, I'm pretty poor. I should buy a whole bunch of those, man.
I know. Good news for farmers. Watermelons have risen to 186 GP. That's a 6% rise right there.
Jeez, when I was farming, growing watermelons, well, the seeds are, like, useless. When you're growing watermelons, see how much they are. When I was selling mine, they were, like, 87 GP each, and now they're going way up. I'm like, wow, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah, and, like, but the bad news is the Harlander seeds, which is an herb if you plant them, have risen to 9 GP, the huge 9 GP. I'd watch out for that. And the sling, which is a useless, as I see, range weapon. Because you do not really need it.
Ooh, the cups of tea are going up.
Oh, cups of tea. 9 GP. Mr. iCool has an interesting story about those.
Oh, okay. Well, I was doing the Varrock achievements, and I needed some cups of tea, which I bought some, and I accidentally drank some of them on accident. I was like, God, I never right-clicked on them. So I was like, oh, great. So I bought, like, 30 of them in the Grand Exchange, so I was pissed. I had to run back and everything. I was pissed. And then I had to do the dig site quest to go freaking get these stupid museum tokens or whatever they're called. I was kind of pissed off. It's pretty much it.
Yes, sometimes stuff, it just doesn't make any sense. Like a loop half of key.
Guy killing hill giants the other day got one of those.
Yeah, I don't know why it'd go up. What's the, it's a drop from monsters. And like a cake tin, oh boy, guys, 17 GP. Gotta be a big spender to get that one.
Oh, I'm gonna buy a million of those.
Oh, stew went up. That's nice, because if you are a construction person and you have a mage, he will bring you stew for free. Free of charge right there. You could make some nice cash.
And if you have really high cooking level, that's pretty good money if you're a non-member.
Yeah, that also works too. So, to add on to that, I have a Dragon Chain Bod, which when I got it was like 7.6. 7.2 mil, and now it's gone way down for no reason.
Yeah, it's useless. Same as Robin Hood hats. I used to own one until I got hacked, which was, I was pissed. I hadn't played RuneScape for a while. But they've gone down pretty quick. Abyssal Whip, they've been going up one day, gone down, gone up, and gone down. Now they're going down a lot, which I sold mine, so when they get even cheaper, I can buy one for, like, even cheaper. I sold that 3.2 mil, which hopefully goes down, because if it goes back up, I'm going to be very mad.
And all you merchers out there, I hope you guys lose a lot of money. If you don't listen to the show because you're a mercher and I just offended you, don't listen to the show.
And you have no lives.
Yes, because merching is bad. Merchers are bad, and that's all. That's all I have to say, because you guys really ruined the RuneScape economy. You know how good the economy would be? Stuff would be fairly priced instead of stuff that, like, red dye. Why does red dye need to be worth 5K?
That's stupid.
It does. It is.
It used to be cheap. Remember how it used to be like 100 to like 500 GP, like every dye. Now they're like up in thousands.
Yeah, and then you merchers, you mess with the price, and the game gets somewhat confused, and it resets itself at a higher price sometimes, and then it never goes back down. So you really anger people.
Yeah, for all you merchers out there, I think it's kind of stupid. For people using their money just to freaking make these prices go up, I think it's kind of stupid, because some of you merch clans are scams, which you scammers need to be banned, because you have no lives. That's pretty much all I have today. So,
that's about it for this show. I know it was kind of short, like the last one, but we're running out of time here. We got to get some stuff to do, so we'll talk for a couple more minutes. And before I forget, I still want to give another shout out to MageBot and his group at the RuneScape Weekly. Those guys are awesome. They helped me out a lot with this podcast. So, and I'm going to be getting an email set up soon, so you guys can email me your ideas or follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. You know, put any of your ideas,
questions,
comments, anything, just right on there, and I'll try to answer them for you, and maybe even, you know, give you guys a shout out on the show. But just remember, head over to Facebook. It's just Today in RuneScape, and just show your support by liking us. Something to look forward to. Be looking out for the Thanksgiving event with the frickin' stupid turkey. And Jagex, if any of you guys from Jagex listen to this, I recommend that you brainstorm some new ideas. I'm not saying they're bad, but brainstorm some little bit new ideas for the events, because it's getting kind of old.
Something way better. Like, nothing stupid. Well, I don't say stupid, but something more funner, like this Halloween event that we just had, I think was a really good idea. Turn it into bones like that, I think, in 2008 event, Easter, how you got to turn into an egg, which was really rare to see people with. But yeah, come up with a better idea.
Yeah, I love the bone brooch. I voted for it, and I was like, dude, awesome, we get the bone brooch. Which everybody's like, oh yeah, but no one ever wears it because they're stupid.
Some PvPers go out there and turn into bones. People don't even barely notice. Yeah. But when they see the head, they're like, huh, wow.
So I'd say that's about it for this show. We'll be, you know what, I had a good time with the co-host. We'll be doing another one here soon. So I hope you guys enjoyed it with my new co-host, my best buddy here. But, so it's ACR Master, and, talk to you guys later.
See ya, guys.